Speaking of excellence, Leilani Mitchell has been producing that in the world of basketball for many, many years now, and it's great to have her on The Breakfast Club with us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Leilani.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Great to have you on. And speaking of excellence, as I mentioned, you're inducted in the Utah Athletics Hall of Fame over the weekend. How did that feel?
Pretty unbelievable, actually. I never thought it would happen, so I was quite shocked, but obviously a big honor and super excited.
Now, so how does this come about? We know that you was one of the great Opals of recent years. You've been doing great things in WNBA as well. But how does this happen, that the Utah Athletics Association inducts you into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I don't really know. I was only there for two years, but only played one because I had transferred from another university where I played 3 years. So, I mean, you know, normally when you go on, you play professional sports and you do go to the Olympics, things like that. A lot of the universities will induct you into the Hall of Fame. But because I was only there for a year, I never really thought it would happen. So I was quite surprised when my ex-coach called me last week and let me know. But, yeah, it's I'm from a small town, and I'm only 5'5", and I was always told that I would be able to go to university and play basketball. So to be able to do that and then play professional and now be inducted to the Hall of Fame is just unbelievable.
You must have made an impact in that 1 year, Leilani, to get to Hall of Fame honors. And it wasn't just you across the week from an Australian perspective, but Andrew Bogut was also inducted.
Yeah, pretty crazy. He was there a few years before I was. But, yeah, it is great. And they let me know that Andrew was being inducted as well. So it actually is happening in September. You know, we'll have to see how everything goes with all the rules and quarantine and everything to see if we'll be able to head back for the ceremony.
So what was it like for you, university life in America, Leilani? We often speak to the guys when they, you know, they go through uni and then head into the professional ranks. But what about for yourself?
I absolutely loved my time there. It was a bit different. So the first school I went to was a real college town. There was nothing but the school there. And then when I transferred to Utah, it was a bigger city and a lot of commuters. But it's still, I just love my teammates, and my coach gave us all the confidence in the world to just go out and play. And we had a really successful year. You know, it's hard. You got to balance school. And it's like working a full-time job and then also basically two full-time jobs. But it's a time like you've never experienced. Some of the best years of my life, and I'm so thankful I was able to do it.
So how many people went to the University of Utah?
Oh, I think there was around 40,000.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a really big school. I mean, there was a bus that you could catch that would take you around to the different buildings, you know, because it was too far to walk. But it was beautiful. It was right in the foothills of the mountains. We'd have snow. And during the summer, our coach, actually, for our fitness, would take us up in the mountains, and we'd do some mountain biking. So I fell in love with that when I was there. Just all around, it was just such an amazing experience for me.
Amazing. Your career in the WNBA, we know you're one of the greats in the Opal system and have been for many years now. Your career in the WNBA is fascinating. I don't think, Leilani, there'd be too many people that would ever be awarded the most improved player twice. You did that.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
They were 9 years apart, those awards.
What's that?
They were 9 years apart. 2010 and 2019.
Yeah, so I got one when I was young, like my third year or something in the league. And then I've always just kind of been known as like a good, solid backup point guard because I'm obviously small. So it doesn't always, you know, some coaches don't always like that. So I've kind of over the years, I was a starter for a while and then turned into basically just like a good backup point guard and wasn't really given a lot of opportunities to be a starter. And then when I was, because of injuries last year, you know, I was able to capitalize. I was playing the same game. I just had more minutes, more opportunities to, you know, be out on the court. And obviously got to play with some greats and Brittany Griner, who, you know, makes anyone look good. We just throw the ball up there and she goes and finds it. So it's a bit like playing like with Liz. So, it happened again when I was 33 years old. So, you know. Just always stick with it. You never know what's going to go on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, it's great things.
How's isolation treating you?
Oh, look, I know a lot of people are struggling, but I absolutely love it. So I normally don't get a break between the seasons. At most, it's a month, and that's if I'm lucky. So I've been home for nearly 2 months now and, you know, get to spend time with the family. You know, I'm a homebody, or I like to go outside and go for walks and that sort of thing. So I can still do that. We're still allowed to exercise here in New South Wales. And we go down to the beach for some runs and stay running and do a little workout at home as well. So, you know, I'm getting a little bit anxious to get out and start playing again because I'm starting to miss the game. But I've loved the 2 months I've been home. We're getting stuff done around the house. So no complaints here so far.
Well, make sure you rest up and get yourself right. There's plenty left in those 5'5 legs. Don't worry about that. It's in the world of basketball. But congratulations on your induction to the Utah Athletic Hall of Fame across the weekend.
Thank you so much.